This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Many takeaways from the impact of the $90 billion plus pledged by companies to spend in the state of Pennsylvania, and a good number of that in southwestern Pennsylvania. And one of the announcements was from Westinghouse Electric, Paul, and you said we got a hint of this about a week or so, 10 days ago.
Yeah, a couple of weeks back we heard that Westinghouse was in talks with the Trump administration on erecting 10 new nuclear power plants in the U.S. But then yesterday, the CEO, the interim CEO for Westinghouse, was at the summit, and here's what he said.
We've taken the call to action under your executive order to partner with companies across our industry to mobilize a plan to deliver 10 AP1000 reactors in the U.S. with construction to begin by 2030.
And I think what makes this unusual, Larry, is that only two nuclear reactors have been built in the U.S. in the last 30 years. Both of them are Westinghouse AP1000s. This went into a plant in Georgia. Also, a lot of reports back then about it being over budget and late, but I think that they figured out what caused those problems. Now, they're also saying, Westinghouse, that they have a partnership with Google to use artificial intelligence tools to streamline building new nuclear plant. Isn't that interesting?
And it goes hand in hand because the power needed to fuel the artificial intelligence computing systems is going to be in part what the generators will help supply.
Right.
So they work hand in hand.
Now, where they're going, we don't know. So that's an unanswered question. But there's a big economic impact, and how that plays out here in one way is rather interesting.
Implementing your vision will create or sustain over 55,000 jobs across the country and over 15,000 jobs here in the Commonwealth alone.
That's the part, the ding, 15,000 jobs in southwestern Pennsylvania. That, so, in and of itself, would be huge news in the region.
That is a surprising result to me that it's going to take that many people to build, or at least help build, 10 of these power plants around the country, the kind of staffing that's going to be necessary. The Cranberry campus at Westinghouse is going to be like a beehive.
Booming again.
Yeah.
And, you know, nuclear power fell out of favor for a while, but then they realized with the new innovations that they have made,
well,
apparently.
Look what's going on out of Three Mile Island. I mean, the need for power is so great, they're reviving Three Mile.
And this is from a company. And for those that don't know, Westinghouse Electric, started by George Westinghouse, was an innovative company and has been for many years. And when they went into nuclear power, of course, that took them down a trajectory. But we are the outgrowth of Westinghouse Electric here at KDKA.
Oh, yes. I mean, Westinghouse's contributions to broadcasting are extremely important in U.S. history. Of course, the first radio broadcast came from the roof of a Westinghouse building.
Dr. Frank Conrad, then an engineer, was toying with the wireless, loved it, and I guess executives there were like, hey, Frank, how about paying attention over here? But then they realized, wait a minute, this is pretty innovative. What if we manufacture receivers? But it was a catch-22. In order for the receivers to sell, they had to have something for people to listen to. So they literally created the programming, which is KDKA. And the first broadcast, as we know, was the election returns, one of the biggest events of 1920. And they even had listen parties in local country clubs where they set up speakers. And that was one of the biggest innovations in the world and still considered a game changer, almost like the internet.
Yeah, I looked at a list of the 100, or was it a television show? It was one of the two. But it's been produced in the last few years. And radio and television and, you know, the internet are like in the top five of the things that changed the world the most.
My point to this is that Westinghouse has found a way to reinvent itself again and now is back in business in a big way with this announcement yesterday. And again, the underlying highlight for me is 15,000 jobs in southwestern Pennsylvania, just from Westinghouse alone.
And there's the story we were covering yesterday, Larry, about the possibility a group of people want to develop a former steel mill site in Aliquippa, and they would like to have a data center there, and perhaps more, maybe a power plant as well. And we don't know anything about that. I didn't hear anything specific about it yesterday, but I assume that's still a possibility.
Yes.
It's a story we have to keep tracking. I know that the mayor spoke with Rob Pratt on Monday night about the possibilities, Dewan Walker. And I haven't, well, he's generally pretty enthusiastic all the time, but you could hear an extra, you know, increase of intensity.
Yes.
In his voice in that interview with Rob.
100%. He has, in many ways, helped resurrect Aliquippa, Mayor Dewan Walker.
It'd be great to see that happen for Aliquippa and for Beaver County. It'd be another big shot in the arm.
Good for them. Good for us. All right. And Rich Fitzgerald, you won't want to miss his appearance next hour. He is the executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. You may know him as running the county here, Allegheny, for 12 years.
And I wonder what Rich might know that we don't know yet that he's willing to share.
We're also going to share some news about our airport. All of this, think about it. We had the U.S. Open, now this summit. I'm talking about putting eyes on Pittsburgh.
And then next year,
the
big
draft.
Spotlight.
Yeah, so a lot of good stuff happening, and we'll keep you posted. But join us next hour. Rich Fitzgerald will give us details on a lot of this. O-A-U-D-A-C-Y. We'll keep you posted. Breaking news, important weather information, possibility of flash flooding, and crystal clear digital audio. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Love Island. Couple of things, Aaron, Paul. I'm guessing Paul does not watch Love Island. I'm certain of it. Aaron, I'm not sure about you.
Love Island, please.
So, Paul's like, what the heck? So I went through a time where I did watch it. I did not watch it this season, but I'm very in the know because a lot of people I follow watch it.
Well, the reason I bring it up is Love Island aired its final episode on Sunday of this season. And while the official 1.5 million viewership number doesn't sound like Super Bowl caliber. That's really paltry. Well, even over the years, hardcore sports bars in San Francisco, you know, where people watch games, they gathered to watch the Love Island finale at the bar.
Yep.
And guess what? They believe that the number of viewers is more than 12 million of watch parties, which is twice as many as the NBA Finals got. And the reason I bring that up is I just saw a video of this new Bachelor show. It's elderly Bachelor people.
Bachelor in Paradise.
Is that what it's called?
Well, there's the Golden Bachelor, which is for a seasoned guy. I don't know if they'll do it for a woman, but yeah, they're doing Bachelor in Paradise with younger, like early 20s, mid 20s, and also, which is interesting.
Yeah, so I don't know, is it a guy that's dating a bunch of women or vice versa? I'm not familiar. Do you know what's happening?
Well, if you're referring to Bachelor in Paradise, it's both. So there's not normally like the Bachelor or the Bachelorette. There is one guy or one woman dating multiple to try and
figure out who gets it.
Yes, but in Paradise, it's just a bunch of singles on an island from those shows that didn't win.
Oh, the loser island. Oh,
well, yeah,
what
exactly.
What could go wrong?
Exactly. It's pretty wild.
Didn't that one woman marry the guy and then they said he was a creep and then...
Probably. Probably.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's really weird. Like, are you doing that on national television?
This sounds like a kind of a mashup of Jersey Shore and Survivor.
Yes, Paul. That's great.
Paul, that's a great description.
So good.
And I don't watch those things much, but I mean, just to catch a little bit to see what it's about.
Right. There is a curiosity factor.
Yeah.
The Elderly Bachelor Show.
You turn on an episode, someone's crying or screaming.
Right. It's like slowing down to watch an accident. You know?
Yeah.
What's that wild? They should do a show around that wild place down in Florida, the Villages, where people...
Oh, man. My gosh. Yes, they should.
That's like golf cart racing and swinging and God knows what all, right?
I guess the color of the loofah on your golf cart antenna indicates what you're into.
So
what?
Did you hear about the guy who was on the cruise ship and people kept, you know, making odd comments and even some women would like approach him and like grab his hand and say hi and wink.
Oh.
He was wearing a shirt with a pineapple pattern on it.
Upside down.
I don't know if that was the case.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
But apparently the people who enjoy having different partners besides their married partner in an intimate fashion.
Well, that was very diplomatic.
Yeah. What they do is they put a pineapple logo upside down on their cabin door on the cruise ship.
What?
And so apparently they mistook this guy's shirt being a message. And of course, the minute that he got back to the room after he figured it all out, he said he threw it away.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
You know, and he's there with his wife. Obviously, it was kind of awkward, but they were unaware. They were naive. So, in fact, I didn't know about it until I read it in the newspaper just a few weeks ago. Maybe this month, I think.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Wait a minute.
No, I'm kidding. Of course. A new nationwide survey has answered the question, how many good days do you have a year? They found, speaking of Florida, has the most, 276 good days. That's 14 more than the average Connecticut and, of all places, Kentucky.
What are we talking about, like weather?
No. Most people say they can tell whether they're having a good day by 8:30 in the morning. And nearly half of Americans say they maintain a morning ritual or routine, like a big breakfast or some quiet time in the car. They make sure even a typical day turns out good. So the point is how you feel about your day.
Where's Pennsylvania in all of this?
Do
we know?
Say. I got to dig in. But Florida
was number one.
Yeah, Kentucky was the least, along with Connecticut. They're having fewer good days. Now, we don't have as many sunny days as a lot of places, but I'd be interested to find out where Pennsylvania stands. I will dig into that.
Yes, please do. I'm curious.
Yes. Anyway, be careful if you have a upside-down pineapple on your door.
Yeah. Right.
Weirdos.
Yeah, if you got like a pineapple air freshener hanging from the window, your rearview mirror in your car, you might want to check that.
Yeah.
I better flip that honeydew melon.
Yes.
from the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We'll be visited by Rich Fitzgerald. He was at the summit yesterday. We'll get more details on what are the takeaways for our region. And also, with President Trump in town, there was some tariff talk. That's been big news economically. So what does that mean? How does that filter down to us? There are multiple ways. And we are joined by Michael Godwin, who is the Chief Investment Officer with the Fergasso Group, Bob Fergasso and his team. Michael, welcome back. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Nice to talk to you again.
Thinking of our conversation, I was thinking, wow, what a job you must have right now trying to navigate what all of these tariffs, they're on, they're off, they're up, they're down. What does that all trickle down to us in terms of trying to make plans, and how does it affect us economically? That's a big question.
It's a loaded question there, Larry, for sure. I mean, as I told my clients back right before Liberation Day, I said this is an example of a time where you're going to need to put your head in the sand and pick it up 6 months later, because you don't really know what's going to happen given the fact that tariffs are on, they're off, they're 100%, they're 10%. We kind of don't really know where they're – still don't really even know where they're going to shake out. The inflation reading we got yesterday, Larry, the glass half full news is I guess the glass half empty news would be that inflation went up month over month. We increased inflation about 2.7% year over year last month. But the good news, the more optimistic side, would be for the fifth month in a row, inflation rose less than expected. So less than what market prognosticators or economists kind of thought would happen because of the tariffs. So we're still, Larry, it's not a good answer for you. We're still in a wait and see approach. That's what Fed Chair Jerome Powell would even say. The summer months, these next 2 months, are going to be very, very critical for the data to come through, because tariff-induced inflation generally takes a few months to work its way into the economy. And because we've had so many iterations of what the tariffs are supposed to look like, I think it's really going to pan out over the next couple of months to see really how that's going to impact prices at the grocery store, your department stores.
It must be really challenging for businesses that import, in particular from various countries, to know how to navigate that, because you, if you wait till you think the tariffs will go down or be lower, you know, if you don't and they go up, then you're kind of between a rock and a hard place.
You are absolutely between a rock and a hard place. And I think that's why you saw so many companies really expedite their imports a few months ago. So you still have, that's why we haven't really, maybe haven't seen inflation really materialize through to the economy, because a lot of companies, whether it's Walmart, the Targets of the world, imported a lot of their goods before the tariffs took effect. So their shelves were fully stocked. But as that sort of inventory gets sold, we might start seeing inflation being passed through to consumers. The bad news about the inflation reading from yesterday, in my opinion, is where we saw big increases in items such as household furnishes. So think of appliances, rugs, cleaning services for your house. And we saw a big increase in toys and sporting goods. Those are generally telltale signs that inflation is being passed through to the consumer, and in a more broad aspect. But again, a lot, as you know, a lot can happen in Washington over the next few months in terms of tariff rollbacks, and it's still a little bit too early to tell, one, if this is going to be a persistent thing, or two, if this is just a one-time price increase on these goods, and from here on out, it's going to be a little bit more normalized inflation.
Are you surprised that Fed Chair Jerome Powell has not cut short-term interest rates as the president has pushed him to do?
I'm not surprised. I know President Trump would really love to cut rates. He talks about it pretty much every day. But Jerome Powell is still in a wait-and-see approach. I think that is very, very prudent at this time because we don't know how inflation is going to really persist in going forward. I think he runs the risk, Jerome Powell, of being stuck between a rock and a hard place. And that is due to an economic phenomenon called stagflation. And that's a situation, Larry, where inflation or prices continue to increase at the same time that the economy slows down. His two mandates are to keep the economy sort of, you know, humming along, going pretty well, and prices under control. So in that situation where inflation is going up and the economy is going down, you don't know whether to cut rates to stimulate the economy. Doing so would cause inflation to go up more, or not cut rates and risk the effects of the economy slowing down significantly into a recession because you don't want inflation to continue to ramp it up higher and higher and higher. So he's talked about it many times. He is in a wait-and-see approach to see how these tariffs really kind of play out through the economy and from an inflation standpoint. So I think we'll have a lot more clarity going forward. The last thing I'll say on that, though, Larry, is the market still expects the Fed to cut rates about two times this year. So it wouldn't surprise me if the September meeting, Jerome Powell does have his first rate cut, but there's a lot of time between now and September.
Well, from yesterday's Energy and Innovation Summit, the promise of $90 billion plus being invested in the state of Pennsylvania, that should be good news for southwestern Pennsylvania in the future.
I mean, for us locally, I think that's great. Any sort of investment here, jobs created here. I think I saw Westinghouse is set to build about 10 nuclear power plants, which is, I think, wonderful news. So all that stuff hopefully has a trickle-down effect in our region for sure.
Michael, always appreciate your thoughts and time. Thank you.
Hey, great talking to you, Larry. Have a great day.
Michael Godwin, Chief Investment Officer with the Fergasso Group. Coming up, we're going to check on the traffic situation. We have those construction projects. Updates with Ellen next. Thanks, Ellen. And we go to AccuWeather World Headquarters meteorologist Joe Lundberg. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
Concerns about severe weather each of the next 4 days. I know it's very humid and really touched off a couple of showers even late yesterday into the early evening. So where do we stand today?
I think it's probably any time this afternoon into the first part of tonight that there could be some strong thunderstorms that roll through the area, any of which that can produce flash flooding and damaging wind gusts across the area. Things will settle down late tonight, but with a front approaching the area tomorrow, I think we do it again. I think there's another round of thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon, that could do the same thing, flooding downpours and gusty winds before we get a little bit of a break on Friday.
Yeah, we even saw that yesterday in eastern Allegheny County. And then on Monday, it was also on the east where the National Weather Service issued flash flood warnings. And when that happens, people need to take action immediately.
Yes. You can't emphasize that enough in light of what's happened in other parts of the country, in parts of New Mexico, and of course the disaster in the hill country of Texas. And if a flash flood warning is issued, take immediate action. Don't wait.
That said, before you go, Joe, any break to this humid conditions that we've had for so long now?
Not really. I mean, the front that I mentioned does reduce the humidity on Friday, and it's a day where we don't have any rain, but I think the front starts to come right back to the north as a warm front on Saturday, so the humidity comes back up, and that can lead to a thunderstorm or two in the afternoon and at night. That front's kind of in the area on Sunday, so humidity's still relatively high, and there may be a thunderstorm or two. And I still think that most of next week we're still going to be dealing with bouts of heat and humidity. It's just a matter of when we'll cut into that with thunderstorms. But I don't see a general change in this overall weather pattern, by and large, until very end of the month. And even then, I think it's going to be brief in nature, and we go right back into the heat for August.
Appreciate the update. Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
Meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Persky and White News Desk. Westinghouse plans to build 10 large nuclear reactors in the U.S.
Implementing your vision will create or sustain over 55,000 jobs across the country and over 15,000 jobs here in the Commonwealth alone.
That was maybe one of the outliers from this gathering. We knew all these executives were going to be present and making commitments, but the Westinghouse was a bonus.
That was interim Westinghouse CEO Dan Sumner talking to the president and making that announcement at the summit at CMU. The economic impact in Pennsylvania alone is estimated, he says, at $6 billion. Heavy thunderstorm is possible, as we just heard from Joe during the AccuWeather forecast.
Probably any time this afternoon and in the first part of tonight that there could be some strong thunderstorms that roll through the area, any of which that can produce flash flooding and damaging wind gusts across the area.
And KDKA Radio is your official emergency broadcast station. When we post those alerts from the National Weather Service, particularly flash flood warnings, please pay attention.
Larry, Pirates ace Paul Skeen started last night's All-Star game for the National League.
So fun to watch. He smoked the first two batters, and then Aaron Judge grounded out. That's it. He's done for the night. But there was something else significant.
Right. They had a 6-6 tie after nine innings, so they went to, for the first time, something called a swing-off. And Kyle Schwarber from Philadelphia hit a homer to win it for the National League in the swing-off.
Yeah.
But even more importantly to me.
The robot.
Yep. 4 of 5 challenges last night reversed bad ball or strike calls in the league's first use of this challenge system with the robot umpire.
So you get two challenges. You tap your helmet if you feel like the pitch was not called correctly. And it could be called by only the pitcher or the batter, right?
No, I think it's the pitcher or the catcher.
Pitcher, catcher.
Yeah. Right.
Or the batter. I think and the batter.
I don't know about that part.
Well,
what I know is that it's very confusing.
Yeah.
Number one. Number two, there's a limited number of challenges.
Yeah, you get two.
Now, if you're right, you keep it, the challenge.
Correct.
You don't lose it. But why even go through all of this? Why not just let the machine make the decision?
I think that's coming.
Well, that would be too easy, wouldn't it?
We'll have to ask artificial intelligence. All right, thank you,
all
Paul.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Paul Skeen struck him out with 102.
Laser beam!
Ohtani, inevitable!
Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.